علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on RIB English Radio with Sayyid Abdullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Gate of Knowledge. We are discussing Sermon 27 of Nahjul Balagha. We started by looking at Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, and he is talking about the negative attributes of for those who abandon jihad willingly. Until we go to the point where he says, وَضُرِبَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ بِالْإِسْحَابِ. The fourth bad thing that will happen to a person or a nation that abandons fighting for its right and defending its own rights, that he says, وَضُرِبَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ بِالْإِسْحَابِ. Al-Ishab in Arabic means delusion and illusions, where a person says to have hallucinations. And subhanAllah, this is what's happening to us right now. He says that you start to imagine things. You become a person who always hallucinate as if you're taking drugs. Now, how do we apply this to the waqa, to reality? That those who abandon jihad, when they look at their enemy, they always look at this enemy with this huge, like, look, thinking that the enemy is so powerful, they're so strong, they have all of these machines and all these equipments and all these rockets and all these warships and all of that. How are we supposed to fight them? How are we supposed... And this is the illusion that happens to people. Why? Because they abandon jihad. Let us take a short break and continue our illusions.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program Gate of Knowledge. So Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says, illusions will befall that person or this ummah. First, when they look at themselves, they'd be like, we're too weak. We few numbers. What do we have? We don't have this. We don't have that. So this illusion of they can't fight will come and sink in their minds. So that will weaken them to begin with. And when they look at their enemy, they look at the enemy with this look of fear, terror. They've been terrorized by their enemy. In fact, it's not the enemy that terrorizes them. They are terrorizing themselves by their own imaginations. What can an enemy do to you? Because like I said, I keep using the late recent events that happened so you can see how this plays. Now, America has given the whole world, through Hollywood, through the media, the illusion that a team of people, Navy SEAL 6, member of, 12 members, 18 members, less, more, I don't know, they can take over an entire country. And somehow people believe that narrative of Hollywood and the media, that one or two people can overtake a whole country and topple an entire country. And they created that illusion in the minds of people. They are too powerful, too strong. In fact, they are the weakest of nations. It's because they got that glamour. They have this, you know, this smokescreen of fooling you, pretending that they are all out there. They're the weakest, they're the most cowards out of all nations. They have not won a single war in their lives. 20 years in Afghanistan, 20 years in Vietnam. And we were suffering with the Japanese. So this is the illusion that they created and that we believed. And the Amir al-Mu'mineen Salamullah Alayhi says, when you abandon jihad, you start believing these illusions and delusions yourself. And you're going to terrorize your own self by your own self, by thinking you're weak and you cannot defeat. While the Quran says, كَمْ مِنْ فِيَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ, how many times a small group of people defeated a bigger group? That's how Allah works. Allah doesn't work by numbers. He doesn't work how big your army is. Allah works by the scales of who's fighting against who are they fighting. And that's what we see happen in Karbala, for example. Let us take a short break, and then we will come back to Karbala. Allahumma salli ala
Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, a religious scholar and theologian, holds a significant place in Islamic history for his invaluable contribution to the compilation of Imam Ali's profound teachings and speeches, which were later compiled into the influential literary work known as Nahjul Balagha.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge. So, looking at Karbala, in Karbala, Imam Hussein Salamullah Alayhi stood his ground with 72 men. That's it. Not more, not less. Compared to 32 plus thousand army. These 32,000 army, they were scared of one person, Yazid La'antullahi alayhi, which lives in Sham. He's not even in Iraq. They were afraid of him. While Imam al-Hussein salamullah alayhi, with 72 men with him, they were so happy to go to war. Abbas, one of the companions of Imam Hussein salamullah alayhi, due to his bravery, no one wanted to fight him. No one wanted to come and, you know, cross swords with him. He took his armor off. He took his helmet off. He says, come and fight me. Now, that's what happens when you take this garment of taqwa, the garment of jihad, compared to those who take the garment of defeat and humility. So those 32,000, they were under the illusion that there are few. The same thing happened with Muslim ibn Aqil, mind you. When he came to the city of Kufa, 18,000 people were behind him, give or take. Once they heard the news that Yazid is sending an army from Sham, which will take months to get, if it's true, they dispersed. And he was left with only a few with him. Because they had this illusion, when a person abandons jihad, he will be inflicted with these delusions. And this is the delusion that's inflicted every Arabic nation, at least in terms of leadership, in terms of government. I'm not talking about the people. The people, they want to fight, but they just don't have no means because the governments are working in a proxy. They are proxy working for the Americans and for the Western powers. So they are suppressing the people by power. But once a nation starts to fight for itself, everything changes. So Amir al-Mu'mineen says these delusions, the illusions these guys have, is because they have abandoned jihad. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You listen to Sayyid Abdullah in the program Gate of Knowledge on RIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه